you got to just love the Clinton camp. You got to just love the Clinton camp. You know why? She's going to do a live interview in a few minutes. She's going to do a live interview. Go figure. Go figure. And I say that because she's not going to be asked about the email situation because everybody's focused on what just happened in Dallas. And if she is asked about the email situation, nobody will really care about what she says. Nobody will really press her on what the FBI director said. I'll say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Everything that is going on is going to continue to go on because the left controls the media. They control the narrative. They control everything that you read, that you see, that you hear. And they will never call Black Lives Matter a hate group. They will never say Van Jones and the rest of them are dog whistlers. They will never say Obama is a dog whistler. They will always continue the narrative that all of these black people have been killed simply because they are black, and that is the only reason. And if you speak out against Islam, if you speak out against illegal immigrants, you are a racist. You are an Islamophobe. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And until we own the media, it's only going to continue. I mean, even if you listen, to the Don Lemons and the Van Joneses, if you listen to the liberals talking, they're even a smidgen excusing what happened last night as a result of police brutality. If you listen to what they're saying as they're talking about what happened, they're like crutching it with, well, you have this happening and you have that happening and you have this going on in the African American community and this going on. Like I said an hour and a half ago, President Obama has fundamentally changed this country to the point where no one, and I mean no one, takes responsibility for what happens to themselves. So if you're in a crappy place in your life, it's not because of you, it's because of somebody else. He's created a society of victims. Created a society of victims. It's the ultimate liberal accomplishment, because that's liberalism. That's, you're invading my safe space. You identify as a woman? Okay, you're a woman. Oh, you identify as a man? Well, you're a man. And if you, society, don't accept what we have deemed appropriate, then you're just a racist. This is the ultimate in liberalism. What Obama has created is the ultimate of ultimates. It really is. It's being a victim. I mean, I never even heard people until the Obama era of talking about criminals and what is too harsh of a punishment for someone who breaks the law? And again, it's what I mean by that is, some days you hear from the left, oh, we have too harsh of prison sentences. We should be a country that's not about putting people in jail. It should be about rehabilitation. It should be about second chances. You can't have a society where X amount of population put in prison and the keys thrown away. And on the flip, when somebody gets a prison sentence that they don't agree with, there's outrage. It's because of white privilege. It's because of racism. Liberals are the kings of constantly moving goalposts, constantly changing rules in the middle of the game. Like I said, what liberals, Black Lives Matter, what they do, cops, is condemned by them if the right does the same thing as it pertains to Muslims or illegals. And that's a fact. That's a fact. I'd love for my listeners. If we were on the national radio, okay, if we were on 300 stations on the Cumulus Network, whatever the hell, whatever it is, we could organize this. I would love to organize, come up with a slogan like the Black Lives Matter crew did. I'd love to come up with something that we then can protest mosques all across the United States. That's what I would love. If we were on terrestrial radio, I would put together an organization. I would do what George Soros does, what he's able to get away with. Maybe Christian Lives Matter. What about that? That would work, right? Christian Lives Matter. And we organize and go from city to city protesting mosques. We protest mosques. We protest Islam. That's what I think we should do. And when somebody says, whoa, hey man, you can't condemn an entire religion, you can't condemn an entire group of people for the actions of a few, and you say, but Black Lives Matter does. Black Lives Matter does. If they can do it, why can't we do it? Isn't this the era of fairness? I thought that was the whole thing about Obama's presidency and the left, fairness and equality. Okay. Well, you're upset because a police officer in Minnesota and Louisiana, you feel, acted unprofessionally and racist. So in turn, you're going to protest police officers in Rochester, New York. Okay. All right. So we, Christian Lives Matter, are going to California, to Los Angeles, and we will be protesting down the streets of Los Angeles, Muslims, Islam, and the mosques that are there, for what one Muslim did in Orlando, Florida. It's the exact same thing. And then we're going to put together American Lives Matter, and we're going to go to some of the biggest sanctuary cities, and we are going to march, rally, and protest illegal aliens that have committed crimes in various cities. Rather it's rape, rather it's pedophilia, rather it's drug dealing, American lives matter. We're going to march through the city of Los Angeles. We're going to go into the San Fernando Valley. American lives matter. You can't do that. You can't condemn an entire group of people for what a few illegals have done. Why not? You guys do. Black Lives Matter does. President Obama does. Telling you, if we can't own the media because Adelson and the other big boys don't want to pony up. So what we have to do is we have to organize. We literally have to fight fire with fire. We cannot sit back and let liberals, let Democrats take over this country. We can't do it. We can't do it. Can't do it anymore. Can't do it. For 7.5 years, we've sat here silent. Enough's enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And this is one of the ways. This is one of the ways. We have to organize. It's the Rob Zicari Show. That's it for today. I'm too fired up. I can't even talk about Comey. We're gonna wind up going over Comey Monday. We are. We're gonna wind up talking about Comey, the homie, on Monday. And I know there'll be more information on this. A lot more information. Well, I don't know about maybe a lot more. I don't know a lot more. But we'll talk about this. A lot of things. And on a side... on a side note, and it really means nothing right now, especially when we're talking about all this heavy stuff. But I keep losing Twitter followers. I know it's I know it seems kind of inconsequential right now, right? But it's like I lose Twitter followers. Why do I lose Twitter followers? What the hell's going on? Between last night and today, so I think that 81, 82, I lost like 7 Twitter followers. What do you think happened? I made this one tweet. What's her name? Greta Van Susteren. I thought it was funny. I thought it was a funny tweet, but maybe that pissed people off. It was on the, I don't know, one of those Daily Beasts, one of those rags. And they said, Greta Van Susteren is, I don't know if it was surprising, but she's coming to the defense of Roger Ailes. And I responded. I thought it was good. I thought it was witty. Let me see if I can find it. I don't know. Just to, so I'm not paraphrasing, but where is it? And I did, hold on. Okay. So the article was, said Fox News, Greta Van Susteren backs Roger Ailes. And I said, I don't think he wanted to sexually harass Greta. Her younger days, she was not a looker. Now that Kimberly Guilfoyle, hell yeah. I thought that was funny, but I guess I have some Twitter followers that didn't think it was funny. I thought it was funny. And then maybe somebody else got mad when Anthony from the old Anthony and Opie and Anthony show. Somebody hit him up about, the difference between Alton Sterling and I think it was William Devane. And I said, well, the guy on the right never effed kids. So maybe those two tweets got me to lose some followers. I don't know. I don't know. And then I got one listener, this moron. Let me just throw this at you guys, and then I'm done. This is like our moment of levity here at the Rob Zicari Show. And then I got this one listener, this Putz. What's his name here? Every so he hits me. Alexander Farfella. He's just a Putz. Says he's from Tokyo, Japan, but who knows? He's just a Putz. He is. He's the Putz. So he hits me because we wrote that story that's on our website now. And he said, Rob Zicari Show, OJ's team scored big in Dallas. Did karma catch up with the cops? Summer's going to be hotter than your studio, me thinks. It's like the kid's stupid. Whoever this person is stupid. They're just stupid. Because they lost the whole concept of the story. They lost the whole concept of the bit yesterday talking about Xander Farfella, you retard. Your comment would have been somewhat relevant if what happened last night happened in Louisiana or Minnesota. If it happened where the incident took place, but it happened in Dallas. It happened in a city that's pretty diverse. If you notice, there's a lot of black cops in Dallas. There's a lot of black people in Dallas, okay? My girlfriend is from Fort Worth, and Fort Worth is right next to Dallas. Her dad works in Dallas. When I fly into Fort Worth, sometimes I fly into Dallas Love. Dallas had nothing to do with what happened with Anton Sterling. So, the concept of karma, stupid, doesn't pertain to the Dallas police. The karma that we were referencing, and if you are from Tokyo, I get why you're stupid. Because at some point, your mom or your grandma or whoever created you still has some radiation in their sperm or in their polluted eggs. And that radiation has gotten inside your body and has made you stupid. So I get it. If you're from Tokyo, you are suffering from a form of radiation poisoning. But the whole karma concept worked in the bit yesterday because OJ did something bad. He got away with it. He then did something bad again, but by everybody that examined the case went, eh. But what he got convicted of, what he got sentenced on, really wasn't for that case. It was really for what he did to his ex-wife. So, Anton Sterling got away with having sex with a kid. He got away with doing all the other things that he had done. He got away with just being a straight-up bad person. Until the karma police caught up with him, and he's pulling guns on people. He's resisting arrest, and he gets shot. Karma police doesn't pertain to police officers getting slaughtered in Dallas because they had nothing to do with any of these incidences that we talked about. So, hey, stupid. Try and read my articles a little better. Try to listen to the show a little better. Maybe get some help for the radiation poisoning. All right, there's our moment of levity here on the Rob Zicari Show. We'll see you guys Monday. It's going to be a big Monday, big action. You guys rule. Stay safe. Any wooden nickels, they're not good for you. Wooden nickels are no good. Don't forget, go to the RobZicariShow.com. Go to our sites, read our articles, and we'll see you guys Monday. And don't forget, Baked Alaska, and we love our cops.
Yeah. Baked Alaska. We love our cops, our law enforcement. We love our military, they're important. We love our cops, our law enforcement. We love our military, they're important. And when I'm in the jam, when I'm in the jam, I know that I can call up the man, can call up the man with the plan. When I'm on the run, when I'm on the run, all I gotta do is dial 911. We love our cops, our law enforcement. We love our military, they're important. We love our cops, our law enforcement. We love the military, they're important. And when I'm in a jam, when I'm in a jam, I know that I can call up the man, can call up the man with the plan. When I'm on the run, when I'm on the run, all I gotta do is dial 911. We love our cops, our law enforcement. We love our veterans, they're important. We love our cops, our law enforcement. We love our veterans, they're important. And when they're out at war, when they're out at war, you know I appreciate them more, thank you Lord. When they keep us safe, when they keep us safe.